All right. Sorry about that. Welcome to good evening. Welcome to Niner FIFA Radio's. I guess we are the weekly news roundup show, formerly Good Morning Niner Empire. It should still be on the same feed. So if you were subscribed on the podcast or anything on that, you should still get it. So don't stress too much. This is our weekly kind of news wrap up, Friday news wrap up with all the pressers, all that stuff before our game on Sunday. And I'm joined here with my co-host Jason. Hello.
Hello.
Alrighty. Alright. You want to just jump in straight into these pressers, or do you think there's anything else you can talk about? Let's go.
I didn't see. Have you seen any? What were your thoughts on the game for Sunday?
Last Sunday. So I got to. I did not get to listen to it because my phone is not working at work, and I'm getting kind of annoyed about it because I don't know what's going on, but I can't use internet at all over there, so it sucks. But I did see the highlights and stuff. And I did watch a little bit when I got home, and it looked pretty good. I'm just going to say that defense played really well. Offense looked pretty good. I don't really have, like, if Jimmy plays like how he played in that game all season, we're going to be pretty solid. So I'm not stressing too much about it, but it's also Carolina. So we got to kind of take that in.
Little grain of salt with that one.
Yeah. So it's just like, it is what it is. It was a good, it kind of reminded me of in like the 2019 season when we played the Bengals, like week three, I think, two or three, played them early in the season. And we just had like a very dominant performance that week. It kind of gave me the same kind of vibes. Just everything was clicking. Everything was going pretty well and stuff like that. So overall, like I thought they were pretty good. What were your thoughts on it?
Pretty much exactly the same. We all know the limitations with Jimmy at quarterback. But when he plays like he did, this team, as far as we've seen, because obviously we have not seen Trey play at his best, but we know right now, at this, when we have this Jimmy, this team clicks on offense so well. So, again, like I said, I couldn't, you know, there's a few medicine balls he threw up for the most part, but, and there's one that should have been a pick, but for the most part, it's hard to pick something apart for the most part, you know, with this game. And like I said, the defense was just nuts. You know, and McCaffrey, you know, he had a touchdown, but it's CMC. I don't know why I call him Ed. That's his dad. Christian McCaffrey. You know, that's just the way he plays. Hey, what's up, Damien? How you doing, brother?
Hello, Damien. Welcome to the show. I could say better. I think the biggest thing for me through that whole game, though, was Emmanuel Mosley's his injury that happened after he had the pick six. That was a bummer.
Yeah, because he looked so good after he, you know, because that's basically his hometown. You know, so he's got the pick six and everything. He's got to be feeling on cloud nine. Life does not get better for him. And then he gets injured. So it's just like he went from, you know, literally the peak of what he feels that he just crashed out that injury. And I feel so sorry for him because he honestly was playing himself out of San Francisco, because I don't know if we can afford him next season with how he was playing. He was playing top 15-ish corner at the point. So, he was good. He was going to get his bag in the offseason. Like I said, he's playing more than likely playing his way out of San Francisco. So, but, you know, get well, E-Man. You know, maybe we'll see you on a similar type deal that we got for Net coming back on here for this year. And we'll see what happens. But, yeah, hearts out for him that game.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing that I remember about that. Because it just hurts, you know. And like you said, it was his contract year. He was playing for a second contract. He was playing, like you said, he's playing himself out of San Francisco. Like, that was accurate. Yeah. Because he's played very solid. So, yeah, I hope he heals better, and all that stuff. Wishing him the best. Damien has a comment. I see similarities to how Jimmy plays and how Drew Brees plays, only that Drew wasn't pick happy, quick slant throws.
I think Brees had a quicker release. Or not, he had a quicker ball getting to the receiver than Jimmy does, especially on longer passes. But they do have similar play styles to an extent. I mean, if you want to say, you know, if Jimmy plays like Drew Brees, okay, I'm good with that. You know, Drew Brees is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Cool. Mm-hmm.
No, I would take that all day. Alrighty, let's get into some of these little presser comments. Okay, first one here, we have Shanahan on a replacement for Amen or Mosley.
We got multiple options, as you know. I mean, guys were in that position last year. You know, we also got Dante on our, you know, veteran who's done it before. We got young guys, you know, as you guys saw, Womack as a possibility. And you guys saw, and Ambry held that role pretty good last year towards the end of the year. So we'll figure it out this week, but we haven't made our mind up yet.
All right. So that was Kyle on Mosley and who's going to be taking his spot in the rotation. Since Mosley obviously cannot play. I think that's kind of what we all were expecting. Woman, all those options were good. It's interesting that he hasn't made a decision yet, but I guess that makes sense. Do you have any feelings, any inklings where he's, I don't know, Kyle. Like,
I think it's going to be Ambry Thomas. I really do think it's going to be Ambry Thomas. He's still going to want Demo and Womack on the inside, and not sure where exactly Vernette is with ready to come back 100%. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of leaning towards that it's going to be Ambry Thomas, who I think he's only had like 8 plays this season. It's less than 10. I know that. I think it's 7 or 8. So, but it's kind of curious. You know, he started down the stretch of last season, obviously. But, mm-hmm. you know, why he hasn't gotten any play time or anything like that, it's just kind of interesting to see that. What's up, Berto? Berto was an old school high school buddy of mine. What's up, brother? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Hello.
Thank you for coming here. So, yeah, I think it'll be I honestly think it'll be Ambry Thomas.
Okay. That's pretty solid. All right. Here's Shanahan on if Jason Brett will be ready to play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Brett's good to go, I mean, he's, you know, Brett's a big-time corner. So if Brett can get these practice reps and get out there and get fully healed and get back into game shape and ready to go, I mean, he'll end up being our guy. Oh, yeah. I mean, if
yeah. So that was Shanahan on Jason Verrett and where he's at. Now, Jason Verrett, it's interesting because of his injury history and all of that situation. And we'll just I really like Verrett. I think he's a very good player. But since he's already replacing an injured player, it'd be nice to know that we're going to have somebody a little bit more reliable. But I guess we'll just have to see. I'm not doubting Verrett's talent at all because he's very good. But, yeah.
So, if we had Ward and Vernette 100% healthy, I would honestly say that's probably the best duo at cornerback in the entire league. If you go just simply off of talent. Now, obviously, with Vernette, you know, you got to take into his injuries that he's had over his career. But just straight talent-wise, those two would be just at the minimum top 3 cornerback duo in the league. But I think Shanahan's going to hold his cards tight like he does with a lot of this stuff. So also, mm-hmm. I got to say, Berto, wrong Berto. I've been talking with an old school high school friend also named Berto. So I got you mixed up. But, hey, we can go back and be high school buddies too, bud.
Damien says, I think it'll be Womack with Dante Johnson.
I love it's me some Dante Johnson.
He is the guy who never leaves. He just goes and comes back. It's funny. It's like it's a joke now. It's pretty funny.
I can't think. The guy from The Office that never, I like to see my stapler.
Oh, I haven't seen The Office. I've seen bits and pieces. I
can't think of it. That's what it reminds me of. It's like, no matter what we've done with the guy, like, I honestly, he never leaves the building. I think he's got like a cot set up somewhere in the building. Doesn't go. Maybe he does like some DoorDash on the side around the city to take some extra cash, but he never leaves the building. But like I said, I've always been a big fan of Dante Johnson. Yes, he's not the greatest player in the world at all. But the man shows up. He plays multiple positions, you know. So I like Dante Johnson as a player.
Yeah. All right, we have another comment here. Dante is like the ex at Cesar. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's
good. But it's like the good ex that stays around. Like, you're still friends and everything's awkward about it or anything like that. Yeah. Like, it just didn't work out.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. All right, we have another thing here from Shanahan on how Jimmy Ward broke his hand.
Yeah, I mean, it happened on the opening kickoff. So did it on the first kickoff, and in Jimmy Ward style, he just truly didn't want to accept that it was broken, so he stayed in there for the next play, a couple plays, and they finally realized it was. Actually, that happened to him on the first play versus Tampa Bay in 2018 also. So it was just unfortunate, and hopefully the surgery will go well and he'll be able to come back and help us. But it was just a bad break you got. Yeah, I mean,
I still can't believe that, like, the first game he comes back on the first snap, he breaks a bone. Like, it's just kind of surprising. It's wild.
It's like, why is Jimmy Ward playing special teams?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Like, that's – no, just no.
Yeah, it's like, was that his way of getting him back into the flow of the game? Was there something that we missed to where somebody was hurt on special teams? So it's kind of funny that, Jimmy, maybe he asked for it. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is strange. All right, next one is Shanahan on Samson and Banks injuries.
Aaron Banks. Those two, it's just tendonitis from the turf. They're still sore from it, so. Aaron Banks.
Okay, that was a weird clip, but it sounds like it's just soreness from being on the turf, artificial turf.
It's stupid. I've actually played on turf. It is terrible. Terrible to play on turf.
I don't have that kind of experience. Can you explain why? Is it because I know there's a big difference.
It's just not soft and like everything just, it's hard underneath. Yes. Because it's kind of like the easiest way to describe it is it's like concrete padded with like carpet to an extent. That's the easiest way. So no matter what, it's like,
sounds terrible.
Like, you work in a kitchen, right?
In a kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you? Okay. You know how the pads that you guys have in the kitchen that you stand on all day? Imagine taking those pads away. That's what it feels like to an extent of, constant hitting on the floor all day, playing football. It just sucks. Plus, it just hurts to fall on. I don't understand how you have, teams worth billions and billions of dollars where the NFL can't make them do grass. It's like, how do you not let them say, hey, you want a team in the NFL? You have to have a grass field. That should be the rule. But
yeah.
Turf sucks. And this team, I don't know why it's our team more than any other team that seems to have this turf issue, but it's just turf sucks. That's it. Like, I'll go all night on my hate for turf. It's terrible.
I thought it'd be more because there's no, like, I don't want to say resistance, but it's hard, like, movements. Yeah. Like, yeah, the movements is a little bit different and stuff like that. So, like, all that
stuff. They have the new stuff that's sports grass, which it's real grass weaved in between AstroTurf kind of thing, which is not as bad, but just make it all real grass. Again, you have teams worth billions of dollars. You can make them pay for grass.
For real. All right, next one is Shanahan on Jimmy Ward.
Yeah, no, I think it's deciding how the cast fits, if he'll be able to play football with that and protect himself and be able to perform at a high level, which you're not really, you don't want to try to figure that out a few days after the surgery. You got to do it about at least 10 days. So we'll just see if he's comfortable enough to do it. I think it's.
So it sounds like that was Kyle talking about if Jimmy Ward, if he gets a cast, if he's going to play with the cast on, the club on. Sounds like he's still going to wait the 10 days, so we will not be seeing him this week. We'll just kind of have to see. Knowing Jimmy Ward, though, I feel like he'll want to try to play, but
yeah,
we'll see.
I mean, how bad does an actual hand, and I'm not dissing Ward or anything like that, but we've had people miss fingertips in this league, and fingers have gone, you know, how bad is it where he couldn't even play? Like, look, if you can see my finger here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's from when I was in high school. I went to go wrap around and tackle somebody, and two helmets smashed up there to where one was actually stuck in the helmet. And I remember going off the field, and my coach was like, do you want to still play? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, give me your hand. One, and he just snapped it back into place. They put some tape on it, and I went back in.
So wow.
It's like, why didn't you just tape it up and keep playing, buddy? But like I said, it had to be pretty bad for the guy. So I don't know.
Probably. It must have, like, once he realized it was broken, I don't know. Maybe there was something. I don't know. It just,
like, I wonder if it's like more than like one finger, more like, you know, somewhere probably in here kind of a thing is what I'm wondering. Because I haven't actually heard anything where it said exactly what was broken on his hand.
I haven't either. Like, at all. They haven't really gone into it very much.
No.
All right. Here is Shanahan on Eric Armstead.
No, Eric's not going to play this Sunday. But we're not putting him on IR yet either. Eric's not going to play this Sunday.
All right. Well, there's that. Eric Armstead is officially out for this game. He's been dealing with this foot issue.
Plantar fasciitis. I can never pronounce that correctly.
My mom has that on her foot from being a nurse for like 10 plus years. It is no fun. It is a serious thing. Like, you can't really walk on it very well, like, at all. So it must be really bad. It hurts. Because it's basically, there's a muscle on the bottom of your foot that kind of tears, I think is what it is. And that's what the name comes from, because that's the name of the muscle. And it just, like, and you could tell if you have it, because they'll be able to tell on the foot, because you'll notice a bump. So it's just, it sucks. He's probably going to just have to kind of deal with this, like, unless he really, really stays off his foot and really, like, doesn't move on it very much, like, at all. Which is, like, kind of impossible. He's just going to have to kind of figure out how to work with it at some point.
I'm surprised they don't give him a shot of cortisone or something in it. I'm not sure if that can be done that in would that. Help but...
the... I don't know how much that would do. I mean, that could help the pain, but I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Like I said, you see everybody else, you know, you get a shot of cortisone in your knee and your elbow, your shoulder. I'm thinking it should work for your foot with that injury as well. At the very least, like I said, it's not going to help heal it at all, but at least get you through the pain of playing with it. So, but yeah, but we've got the depth. I mean, we are really testing, especially if Bosa's not ready, which Bosa did practice today. So that's trending good. But if he's not 100% with the groin, I don't want to see him out there. But we are really pushing the depths of our defensive line right now. Hello.
I don't know what's happening. So give me 1 second. I was just trying to make my window bigger, and it did not work. Because all I did was try to, like, make my browser, like, full screen, not this full screen.
I backed it off.
I know, but it's still messed up for me.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay. Hold on. Here's what I'm going to do. I don't know what I did. This is stupid. I'm going to remove myself from the stream, and I'll just join right back.
So. Okay. I will entertain the people.
Sounds good.
All right. While Jamie is gone, we'll go ahead and we'll talk about some of the betting lines that we got on there right now. Right now, the Niners are favored by 6. That does change a little bit, you know, moment by moment. So they've got the 3 points, obviously, for being at home, plus the other 3. So we've got that. The spread is 42.5. I screwed up last week, and I bet against the spread. I think the spread last week was 43. Excuse me. And while I didn't think the Niners were going to score that high, I didn't actually think that the Panthers were going to score that much, so I completely missed it on the spread for this one. This one, I'm still going – yeah, screw it. I'm going to go over on the spread for this one. And then as far as taking the points, I would take the Niners plus 6 on this one, 22-17. Yeah, I could see that one. I think I would take the Niners with a 6, and I would take the spread this weekend take the over on the spread just because it burned me so bad last week. Going into the fantasy part of it right now, what I have for my fantasy stuff right now is I am starting Debo, Wilson, and the defense, because the defense with Marcus Mariota's not having a great year. He's got 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. So between the sacks and let's keep this pick 6 thing going, I would take I would start the defense for my fantasy league. If you are in a flex league, I would go ahead and do Kittle. Kittle's definitely going to be due for a really big game. Let's see. I would also flex in Ayuk and Jimmy. Jimmy is actually my second quarterback in my – I play one fantasy football league where it is a $500 buy-in. I actually have Jimmy and Mariota. I'm going to be starting Jimmy over Mariota this week for mine. And Tevin Coleman is also a good spot for a flex league. If you need somebody, there's a good chance he does get a touchdown. You know, the yards aren't so important when it comes to him, but definitely for the touchdown with him. And like I said, with Kittle. So that is what I have for my fantasy picks so far for this game.
Sounds good. Sorry about that technical difficulty. Got that fixed. So weird. All right, let's see what this is. We need Ray Ray to become what Percy Gavin was to Seattle, whatever Ray to do what Debo was doing last season.
Nope. And I'm only going to say no to this, Damien, because my older brother is a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And so he has told me all about Ray Ray. Do not trust Ray Ray with anything. And even with his fumble last week and some of the other stuff that some of his other special teams work, he does not have the best hands. There's been a couple others where he was close to fumbling. So for right now, I do not trust Ray Ray doing anything for right now, they said. But because I went back and looked up some of the stuff when he was over at Pittsburgh after talking to my older brother, and it's just like, I know we got him as mostly a special teams weapon, but it's just right now I can't trust it.
Makes sense. Alrighty, we have 3 more little clips here. We have Shanahan on overall injuries before the game.
All right, injuries, we got Mosley's out, Jimmy Ward out, Armstead's out, Trent Williams out, Kinlaw out, Banks is questionable, Bosa's questionable, and Croft is questionable. Alright, injuries, we got Mosley's out.
Lots of people out. I don't think there's any big surprises for the people who are out. Hopefully Trent comes back soon. Seems like he's doing okay from little things I've seen from the beat writers on Twitter. Anything in there that you find pretty significant or pretty? I feel like it makes sense. No big surprises.
Oh yeah, it's pretty much. We since Shanahan, especially since like 2018, 2019. You could argue that the Niners have the deepest roster in the league. Mm-hmm. Maybe not necessarily top tier at certain positions to where, you know, you have a top 5 talent per se. But when you look, mm-hmm. especially in 2019, there was no doubt in the world we were the best team, top to bottom, head to toe when it came to talent on the roster. we were just missing top tier talent in a few spots. You know, take for example, you know, at quarterback, you know, Jimmy and Patrick Mahomes. But that shows you the power of having somebody as good as a top tier talent like Patrick Mahomes has, because basically that's what won the game. So right now we are definitely in that same position to where we are, you know, we're finding out how deep this roster is. And at least when we're playing somebody like the Falcons, we should be able to win this game with the talent that we still have on here. And then, you know, we hopefully we get some of the, our top players back and healthy when we start facing, you know, the likes of Kansas City here shortly.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes, I agree 100%. Yeah, we have a very deep roster. I think Shanahan and Lynch have done a very good job of making sure that we are pretty solid across the board in our backup positions. Right? They're pretty really solid players, so I'm not too worried about that. Here's Shanahan on how Nick Bosa looked.
Yeah, he looked good, but everything's walked through today too, so hopefully it would. Yeah, he looked good, but everything's walked through today too, so hopefully it would. Yeah, he looked good.
Sorry, I replayed that because I could not hear it the first time very well. I couldn't hear what he said, but hopefully Nick seems like he's still dealing with the groin injury. I've heard it's just tightness, so hopefully it's not too serious. Hopefully he's able to play and get loosened up where it's not bothering him. But these kind of injuries are always very finicky. They can be very easy to re-injure and to restrain and stuff like that, even if you're just, like, warming up and stretching and whatnot.
So. Yeah, and with the size of that man's thighs, I don't want him on the field if he's not 100%, just because he plays at such a quick level, anything can stretch. And he's had issues with stuff with injuries before. Again, if he's not 100%, don't put him in. We need him for the long run. Yeah, I think we'll be okay. We have a Menahue and Womack, or excuse me, Ebikam and Drake Jackson out there on the outside. So I'm not worried about getting pressure from the outside, especially against a team that's kind of beat up like the Falcons are. And Wiley, I don't give a – you can just shut up. Sorry, that's my boy. He'll be going down. He's the one going to the Dolphins game when we go back. He's a Dolphins fan, so just tell him to shut up, everybody. Mahu.
All right. Hello. I'm here. Sorry.
It's an insult.
Oh, man. Right, and last clip. Sorry, guys. Been a long day. Last clip is Shanahan on Jason Verrett missing a practice after one day.
No, he just had some soreness. And once he had some soreness, we wanted to settle it down and make sure that it was just soreness and nothing worse. So hopefully that'll leave over these next couple days. And we'll hit it up again on Wednesday next week. No, he just...
Did he say Verrett?
Yeah. No. Verrett. Jason Verrett. Yeah. Did he say Verrett? I thought... I just, like, my mind, I think, like, just autocorrects the player's name if I don't...
Yeah, I always say Verrett. And I don't know why there's not an N there. But for some reason, I always say Verrett.
I thought it was Verrett.
It is Verrett. But for some reason...
It is Verrett?
Whenever I say his name, I don't know why, but I always say Verrett. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's no N there. So, but yeah, that's not surprising that he has got some tenderness and soreness. I mean, he's been gone with his injury since last season. He's slowly working his way back in, so it's not surprising.
Yeah, not surprising to me either. I wasn't anticipating him this week either. Just kind of let him get used to being back in practice. And,
thanks, brother.
And working out. And hopefully he'll be back soon and whatnot.
Maybe he starts on Sunday.
I mean, it's a possibility if he feels
like it's in the cards. You know, I still think it's Ambry Thomas. But, I mean, they keep dangling Verrett out there like there's a good chance that he could start. So if we were playing the Chiefs with their wide receiver core and everything, with, you know, I would put money that he does start, but let's give him a little bit more rest before we throw him out there.
I agree.
You see what Damien said up here?
What did he say? JB's problem is he hasn't gotten over the loss of Kendrick Bourne. I've noticed that.
I think he's
right. I do miss KB.
But I think we actually have an upgrade in Juwan Jennings over Kendrick Bourne. Mm-hmm. as much as I love me some Kendrick Bourne, you know, him being, you know, Samoan and everything else, I always got to support my Samoan people. I actually think Juwan Jennings is the better receiver overall. I mean, he's taken some, you know, 5-10 yard slants and gone, you know, done exactly the same thing that Kendrick has. But I think Jimmy just needs to get more in a rhythm with Juwan.
Overall. Yeah.
But like I said, they're very similar when it comes to play style and everything.
I agree with that. I feel like Jennings has better hands. He doesn't miss catches as much, I feel like. If I'm remembering properly. I love KB. KB was a lot of fun. He was a really solid wide receiver on our depth chart. But I do really like the receivers we have now, though.
And KB was really good at being that sideline cheerleader for everybody, keeping everybody positive, mm-hmm. you know, jumping around, keeping everything good to go and everything like that. So we do miss that part of him with Juwan. But I think when it comes to just, you know, on the field stuff, they're basically carbon copies of each other.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, well, that is all of the pressure stuff. I was looking on Twitter earlier before we started the show. I did not see anything big or significant popping up for the Niners, any Niner news. So if I missed something in the news front, I do apologize. But I think we got everything. I mean, the big thing was the injuries. That's always going to be, I feel like, our story is injuries.
Yeah.
It's
Kyle Pitts for them is questionable. He's probably going to be a game time decision.
Mm-hmm.
That's their big one for injury wise for the Falcons. It's going to be him. And I wanted Pitts when we moved up to number 3 to get Lance. I thought there was a small chance we might get Kyle Pitts because Kyle Pitts is kind of like he's listed as a tight end. He's a wide receiver. He's kind of like Kelce. Yes, you play the position tight end, but you're basically – and to be honest, the reason why I wanted Pitts is because I wanted to go Kittle and Pitts, Kittle and Pitts. That's what I wanted.
Could you imagine, though? Like, that would be a tight end duo that would terrify everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Kyle would be like, oh, I can run some 2 tight end sets now.
Oh, I don't think we'd leave tight 2 tight end sets. No, I don't think Pitts actually goes down into – to a 3-hand stance that often, though. I think he's kind of like Kelce. He's pretty much always up in a two set.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Alrighty. Well, you want to get into the Atlanta game a little bit, and then we'll kind of wrap it up?
Sounds good.
Alrighty. So, the Atlanta time, Atlanta game, our game against Atlanta is at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that's about 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
So keep wherever time zone, kind of recalculate that in for your time zone. I always like to let people know that.
It's our last game East Coast time for the year, so that is huge.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I love that. The farthest we go now is when we go down to Mexico. And that'll be central. That's what, an hour, I think?
I think so. It's not as big of a – it's definitely not like 3 hours. So yeah. It's definitely better.
So it's great to hear that this is our last East Coast game time frame for the entire year. So that's it.
I have a weird question. Why haven't we played in London yet?
I don't know there... the question such things.
I know.
I
get terrified each schedule release. But, like, it's weird because I feel like we've dodged that, like, the last 3-4 years.
Well, we're due. I think the Niners are due to go overseas. Yeah. I saw a report today where – I didn't actually read the article when I was skimming through stuff at work – that Goodell actually wants an international division to play overseas. And it's just like, I don't want to see something like an international division unless it's something like Mexico, Toronto, Quebec, you know, something along those lines. I don't want to see teams fly back and forth kind of a thing, you know. So what's next? You know, we're in London, Germany this year. Then what? We're going to Japan and Russia next year. You know, so I don't want to see all that.
That sounds too complicated, to be honest.
Yeah. And we already have.
That could be a European league, like European American football league.
Yeah, we've tried that before. We've tried that.
I don't know. That just sounds too many time zones, too complicated.
But it's probably going to happen because of money.
Money.
That's why they won't get Thursday. The Thursday night football games have just been crap for the most part. They're just terrible. I don't know if you watched last night's game, but it was just absolutely. It was 12-7, I think. It was just.
I found out who was playing, and I said, nah.
Yeah. I tried to watch
it. No offense. But I'm just like, it's not going to be. It's not going to be very entertaining.
I was offended watching it. I was like, okay, you know what? I am a football fan, damn it. I'm going to watch this. And after about 5 minutes, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to play some video
games. Was it worse than the week before?
Which one was yes, worse? Actually, this one was worse.
Oh, my God.
It was just bad. Thursday night games are just trash. You either get two good teams that play a trash game, or you get two crap teams that play a good game because they're just trash.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, they'll never get rid of Thursday night. It makes way too much money. We're kind of stuck. I don't like it.
I miss having an Amazon deal with them now.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched the Amazon games?
Yeah, because aren't they the ones that are streaming the Thursday night? Are they doing?
Yeah, but I'm saying, have you watched the Amazon Hive? What the hell is it called? It's got this weird thing where it's got like extra stats, and it shows. As they're in motion,
I just watched whatever the regular one was on there that was streaming. I think that's what I clicked. But
I think it's like an advanced Amazon stat channel because you know you can switch between English, like the Madden Brothers, Spanish, and all that. You switch it over to another one where it's Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, but then they've got this overlay of all this stat fantasy stuff and all this. It's actually really cool to watch. It just sucks because it's on Thursday night.
That's a bummer.
Kirk Herbstreit has been a huge addition to the Thursday night games. I don't know if you know him from college football. Awesome analyst. Awesome. He doesn't do play-by-play. He does the color part of it. Really good. Okay. And then Al Michaels is a legend. But even Al Michaels last night was clowning on the game. That's how bad it was. Your actual play-by-play guy was making fun of, like, Jesus, even Al can't deal with this shit.
That's when it's time to stop.
But, again, we're stuck with it. The league makes way too much money on it.
Yeah. All righty. How do you feel like we match up against Atlanta? Because I feel like it's kind of similar to Carolina. Might be a little bit more difficult, but I'm not too worried, especially since we stayed on the East Coast, so the time zone's adjusted and all that, so...
I think you nailed it I think it's pretty much carbon copy paste from what I could pretty much take everything I said last week and put it to this week to the Falcons. The roster's better. Even with all our injuries, the roster is still better. I'm not, it's Marcus Mariota. I'm not, he's having a really bad year. Again, he doesn't have much to throw to right now. All he's got is Drake Jackson and Kyle Pitts, and Pitts has been injured half the season. So basically, it's just like he's throwing to Drake Jackson all over. Cordell Patterson is not the running back he's been in the past. He still has some of that talent, but that offensive line, and nobody's watching their passing attack right now, so they're just loading up the box. So like I said, it's another game that we should win. Let's take care of business and move on with this and get the hell off of turf and the East Coast.
Yeah. Does Atlanta have turf or is it regular?
Turf.
Oh, great.
Turf.
All right.
So, all these guys that are in, sore from playing on turf this week, got to hope we can make it through one more week without any injuries on a turf again.
Hopefully. I just worry. I don't want another New York Jets game thing from
2020.
That was terrible. I can't. That was so bad.
That was a horrible 2 weeks. Like, everybody was hurt. Because we lost Solomon Thomas, and then the very next play we lost.
We lost Thomas first, and we all pretty much knew it was an ACL. And then Bosa went down almost the exact same way, and we all kind of freaked out. And then I think I might have turned off the game for a few minutes because I was like, I can't do this right now. So
yeah, I can see, like, please do not happen. But if something similar was like that to happen again on a turf, I could see, like, Lynch, York, Shanahan, all those guys just raising absolute hell when it comes to turf stuff. You know what I mean? I could just, I can see them just going off on the league with all that kind of stuff. So I said, I don't want to see that happen, but at some point, get these players off turf.
Yeah. I mean, if they're this sore where they're, like, struggling to, like, practice, and then we know that Kyle runs a really tough practice. So, like, it's just, it's all bad all around. It shouldn't be, a thing. Turf. Yeah. You have any other thoughts or anything else you think we should mention or score prediction, anything?
Let's say I'm going to go 28-17. And just like last time, I could see them scoring in garbage time, getting that good drive when the defense is prevent T and there's, you know, so I can see that again.
I'll go 35-21. Something like that. I don't know.
Basically just like last week.
Yeah, very. I feel like it's going to be a very similar game like last week. It's going to be, I don't know. But if the defense and the defense plays like it's been playing and then the offense shows up again next week, we should be good. I'm not too worried about it. So
for sure.
For sure. Alrighty, guys. Well, that does it for our show. Please follow us on our social media platforms. If you search Niner Faithful R on Twitter, we are on Twitter. And then if you find Niner Faithful Radio on Facebook and Instagram, we pop up there. And if you find us on one of those platforms, it has links to everything else. So it should be pretty easy to find us. They all have, I believe, the same logo and everything. So just keep an eye out.
And please interact. I love talking with everybody that comes on there. I try to respond to as much as I can on there. I can't always because of work, but I try.
Yeah. No, it's fun. We love when you guys interact with us. It's a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Indeed. All righty, guys. Well, thank you guys for joining our show. And as always, go Niners.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Bye.